This is Pop Culture Confidential, and I'm Christina Yerling Biru. Hey everyone, happy new year and welcome to the first Pop Culture Confidential episode of 2024. And I cannot think of a better way to start the year here on the show with Emmy predictions and the fantastic Tyler Doster, TV editor at Awards Watch. Welcome back and happy new year, Tyler.
Hi, Christina. I'm so excited to be here. Happy new year.
So the 75th annual Emmy Awards, hosted by Anthony Anderson, will be airing on Fox on January 15th in just a couple weeks. But they don't usually air in January. What is going on?
Well, you know, the Emmys usually typically air between like September 20th or the 25th, like always the third, fourth week of September. Of course, the SAG-AFTRA and the Writers Guild strikes prolong that. So they did their voting earlier, but they actually pushed the ceremony back to make sure everybody could attend and to get everyone there. So it's definitely different this year to have it almost a full 5 months later. And we're going to be right on top of Oscar nominations. We're on top of the actual SAG Guild nominations and everything. So that's actually an interesting dynamic to see them being shows being awarded that possibly came out in 2022.
What does that mean? Because several of the shows that are nominated here, we've seen like another season that is not nominated here. What do you think that means for the winners and voting?
I think that's so interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about it affecting this year's Emmys, like the ones we're about to see. But I think this upcoming again, since we will see the Emmys again in
September 24th. Yeah.
I do think that's going to play a big role because, like you just said, we've seen a full season of The Bear since the Emmys were supposed to happen. And I think that'll be interesting if, which we'll talk about, I think if Jeremy Allen White pulls out a win, I think that'll be interesting to see how that affects his chances 8 months down the road, since we'll be doing another Emmys later this year.
You'll be on my show all the time.
It'll be a long 2024 talking about TV.
But so do you think that people will sort of be unconsciously voting for the season that they've seen, that they're not the one that they're supposed to be thinking about, but the new one?
I think there's always that kind of chance, you know, when the Emmy eligibility window being from June 1st to May 31st of the next year. The Bear is actually one of those shows that it came out in June, so it was fresh on the mind of voters as they were voting for season one. So I think that's something that kind of always comes into play, but I think it will come into play a little bit heavier this year. And I do think the next probably 5 months, we are going to be inundated with television.
Well, let's get into it. I'm so excited to do predictions with you. Why don't we start with the actors and actresses in the different series? Let's do drama series. And starting with actors, so there we have the nominees: Jeff Bridges for The Old Man, Brian Cox for Succession, Kieran Culkin, Succession, Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul, Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us, and Jeremy Strong, Succession. Three Successions here.
I think it's wild that Succession is nominated so many times. It's not surprising, but to take up three leading actor spots is truly insane. I kind of feel like they're going to go back to Jeremy Strong for this category, but my actual hope would be Kieran Culkin. I think all six nominees are, of course, great, but I think that it's really going to be Succession versus Succession. Any category that it takes up more than one space, I think it's competing against itself at this point.
Discussion that Brian Cox, who, spoiler alert, people, died in episode 3, that he was actually in lead actor, that he could have been supporting in this one, but they decided to do this anyway.
That's hilarious to me. I think that HBO consistently makes the funniest choices when it comes to these kind of submissions, and I think this was no different. Whenever it was announced that he was, I remember the morning of nominations, when his name came out, it was just like, of course they managed to get him in there. He's in, I think, three episodes technically, but really only two, and then like his body.
Yeah, there's like a little video flashback thingy too.
So I do th I honestly kind of find that funny, but I think that just shows the power of this series, and I think that it shows how much it has affected Television Academy voters. They really like to latch on to things, but Succession has really been kind of a phenomenon since probably about the second season in the drama series categories. And I think that it really just shows Brian Cox's inclusion barely even in the season, in a like full season. He's in two episodes really, and he's still in lead actor. I just think that shows the staying power of the show and HBO in general.
I'm a huge Succession fan, as you know, but I think these nominees are pretty great. I mean, I could see Odenkirk for the end of Better Call Saul. I mean, he would really deserve it just in terms of the body of the work that he did. Pedro Pascal is phenomenal in The Last of Us. I guess he has another season coming up eventually, so maybe his time will be there. But I agree with you that I'd love for Kieran Culkin to win just on the basis of that. The funeral scene and his incredible performances of grief and his sort of non-grief and but I'm also going to predict Jeremy Strong, who also did of course, an amazing season, and his arc stays with us so much, and you realize that I think that has a lot of power to it. That's what I would say.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I think that Jeremy Strong isn't necessarily the face of Succession, but I think that exactly what you just said there, that's what voters are gonna, it's gonna be stuck in their mind as those last few images that we see.
Well, let's move on to lead actress in drama. There we have Sharon Horgan for Bad Sisters, Melanie Lynskey, Yellow Jackets, Elizabeth Moss, The Handmaid's Tale, Bella Ramsey, The Last of Us, Carrie Russell, The Diplomat, and Sarah Snook for Succession.
As much as I would, okay, I have a hope and a thing I think was going to happen. My hope, I honestly wish that Sharon Horgan would win. I think
Love
that would
her.
be such an amazing win in this category. I thought Bad Sisters was so good. She was so good in it. But I do think that Sarah Snook is going to pull this out. I think that, I mean, there are scenes in that final season of Succession that when it was airing, it was kind of a solidification of, okay, she's taking this home, at least for me.
I agree.
The scene that sticks out most, of course, is like her and Tom on the balcony having an
Oh, the
all-out
fight scene?
smackdown.
Oh my God.
Yeah, verbal argument on the balcony. Like that was, I mean, they're just cutting each other back and forth. There's a whole party going on behind them, and everything on her face is just a person trying to keep it together and trying to hurt someone else so badly, and their insecurity showing. And I think that once again, with Succession's power, I think it's really gonna affect voters, and I think they're gonna go to her.
Yeah, and sort of giving it for a job well done for the whole series. It's so funny. I've been talking to, Ryan and Eric over at Awards Watch this past year about these incredible fights that we're seeing in pop culture. We have the fight in Maestro, we have the fight in An Anatomy of a Fall, and now you just reminded me of this incredible Succession fight. What's the deal with these married couples and their huge fights that are so sort of realistic? It's not the best word, but like that you really can recognize when you're really putting that dagger into someone's, your partner's heart.
I think it's so interesting because all of the scenes you just mentioned are amongst my favorite. I think that relationship scenes are so interesting, and especially fight scenes, because that's when you can really pinpoint insecurities, microcosms within relationships. You
Yes.
can pinpoint your own insecurities, and you can kind of project into the relationship you're seeing. And I think it's so interesting when you see these really cruel fights, because I think most of us don't want to admit that given a circumstance, a special circumstance, a special time, we can all act like that.
Yeah.
And I think especially that Succession one, I thought about it pretty much at least once a month since it aired, and it's just, I mean, her face,
Amazing. Well, we're in
so
agreement
cathartic.
there. Continuing with actors, let's move on to comedy series. We have lead actor there, Bill Hader, Barry, Jason Segel in Shrinking, Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, and Jeremy Allen White in The Bear. What do you think? Well, here we have another, it could be sort of thank you for your service, Bill Hader, for Barry, but that's not what you're
No
thinking.
comedy.
True.
I think it's going to be Jeremy Allen White, which I love because I think this is kind of a body of, for me, it's a body of work award as well as a performance in The Bear because I think he was so underrated on Shameless, because I feel like so much attention went to Emmy Rossum on that show, deservedly. But I do think it's going to go to Jeremy Allen White. I think that Jason Segel is kind of a happy to be here nomination, to be honest. I don't think that's really going to pan out in any kind of real way yet for him. But I will say, honestly, the other three are pretty big contenders: Martin Short, Bill Hader, and Jason Sudeikis. I would say that if any of them won, I wouldn't be that surprised, but I will go. I think I'm going to go with Jeremy Allen White for this one.
There's been so much love for Ted Lasso. I'm kind of thinking that that may be, we've sort of done that. Maybe Bill Hader. And Martin Short, of course. No, I'm going with Jeremy Allen White too. I mean, he's just so tremendously good in it, and the series is making such an impact that I'm going with that one too. So, lead actress in comedy: Christina Applegate, Dead to Me; Rachel Brosnahan, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel; Quinta Brunson, Abbott Elementary; Natasha Lyonne, Poker Face; and Jenna Ortega for Wednesday.
I am actually going to go with, I think they awarded Quinta Brunson last year for writing, and I think this year they're going to give it to her
For
for actress.
acting.
I don't, I first, I think that was my hope, and now that we're getting closer, it's my, I think that's what's going to happen. Everyone in the category is great. I think Rachel Brosnahan is kind of a legacy nomination at this point. I think she's just, if that show's nominated, if it comes out, she's going to get that nomination. Jenna Ortega, as good as she is in Wednesday, I think she's a little young, and I think that as great as she is, they might just have once again used that as kind of that Jason Segel nomination of like, happy to be here, welcome to the party. In the next couple of years we might give you something. Christina Applegate, of course, has been doing incredible work on Dead to Me since season one. It's always weird to me when she shows up in a category and Linda Cardellini's not there with her, because I feel like it's such a duo performance in that show. And then Natasha Lyonne is great in Poker Face. There hasn't been enough passion behind that for me to see or think that they're going to really go with that. But Abbott Elementary has been something that all year round, people have been loving. So I think that people are going to go with Quinta Brunson on this one.
And she's such a full package of everything, writer, direction, right? She just feels like she is that show so much, and also does such a great performance. So I think so too. She's a front runner here.
Yeah, me too. I hope so.
All right, moving on, more actors here. Here we have limited series or movie outstanding lead actor: Taron Egerton for Blackbird, Kumail Nanjiani for Welcome to Chippendales, Evan Peters for Dahmer, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, Daniel Radcliffe for Weird, the Al Yankovic story, Michael Shannon, George and Tammy, Steven Yeun for Beef. Wow, several of these seem like they were a while ago, but we've already seen those in award shows.
Right, Blackbird was June or July 2022. It's been literally 18 months since that show came on. And even though George and Tammy was more recent, I forget that that show ever came on. I'm so sorry to Showtime. I think that this category is Evan Peters versus Steven Yeun. And I can't really decide who I think they're going to give it to. I'm going to give the edge out to Evan Peters in my predictions here. I think that Dahmer was something that was really widely discussed, especially on social media. And he is a recent Emmy winner, so that definitely does not hurt his chances. But I do think that Steven Yeun's like right behind it. His Beef was so widely discussed as well. So those would be my two, but I'm gonna give the edge out to Evan Peters in the category.
I think Evan Peters can win, but I'm going to say Steven Yeun just because I loved it so much. I thought he was so great in that, and that would be so amazing if he would get that. And it feels like Evan Peters and Dahmer, it's been talked about and he's been awarded for it. I don't know, but you're probably right. I'm just going with my
We'll
heart here.
see. We will see. I wouldn't be surprised with the Steven Yeun win at all. I feel like, especially, it's been a while since The Walking Dead and, of course, the Television Academy. I feel like they are a nostalgic group of people. They never forget when they've loved something. And I think that they never got the chance to give him something then. And of course, he was Academy Award nominated for Minari recently. So I think it's,
Give it
I
to him
wouldn't be
now.
surprised. Yeah,
Yeah.
literally, let's go. I wouldn't be upset at all. I wouldn't be upset.
Okay, lead actress in limited series and movie. Lizzie Kaplan for Fleischman is in Trouble. Jessica Chastain, George and Tammy. Dominic Fishback, Swarm. Kylie Reogue for Daisy Jones and the Six. Katherine Hahn, Tiny Beautiful Things. And Ali Wong for Beef.
I'm not gonna lie to you, this is the weirdest category of the Emmys for me. I don't know why. It's probably limited series is so different because it's anything, and these are six of the most random shows in the world to me. I think it's so funny these women are
It's
competing.
so weird.
I'm definitely gonna give the edge to Ali Wong in this one. It's not that I don't think it's a competition, because in my fantasy world, Dominic Fishback would be taking home this award. But I do think Ali Wong was great, and I think, like we just discussed, Beef was, I mean, everyone talked about it when that show was coming on. And it's Ali Wong. So I think that one is kind of a little bit easier for me, and I'm gonna go with Ali Wong for Beef.
That's great. Dominic Fishback was so amazing in Swarm, but I think that's such a
So good.
divisive show that I'm wondering if
Yes.
that doesn't give it the edge, so to speak. I'm thinking Ali Wong too, but I think maybe Riley Keough has a little bit of it because people really, really like Daisy Jones, and there's been so much talk about the Elvis family and two movies, and you know, she tragically lost her mother, and she sang in this show, and I don't, it wouldn't surprise me if she was on top of people's minds here.
Absolutely. And I mean, I was reminded, I think I forgot the impact the show had because it came out pretty early last year. But then when everyone's like Apple Music replays and their Spotify Wrapped were coming out, Daisy Jones and the
Tons.
Six songs were on there. They were all, they like so many people I follow had them in their top five. And I was like, oh, wait.
And
I
pretty
wonder.
respected too. Like Fleetwood Mac fans thought they were really good.
Yeah.
I have her a little bit in my mind that it could be.
I wouldn't be surprised if she took the stage. It would be interesting to see. I think that'd be a pretty cool win, to be honest.
I think so too. All right, outstanding guest actor in drama series. Murray Bartlett in The Last of Us, James Cromwell in Succession, Lamar Johnson in The Last of Us, Aaron Moyed in Succession, Nick Offerman, The Last of Us, Kevin Montreal Woodard in The Last of Us. There's only The Last of Us in Succession here.
HBO runs this category. Quite literally.
Both of them. We'll see that in Actress too coming up.
Yeah. I think this one is very Succession. I think it's Cromwell. Everyone in this category is so good. I really can't. I think it depends on the day for me. If I was a Television Academy voter, it would really come down to the moment I voted to depend on who I would personally vote for. But I think Cromwell's going to pull it out. We already talked about Culkin's performance in that penultimate funeral episode, and I think that
Oh, that speech.
if they're looking at Culkin and they're looking at that episode, I think they're going to see Cromwell for how great he is as well in it.
Okay, I'm going to disagree. I'm
Ooh.
really that Murray Bartlett and Nick Offerman episode is one of the most beautiful episodes of television I've literally ever seen. And happily, it seems like very many agree. I'm thinking Murray Bartlett. I just think it's so heartbreaking and beautiful, and it's a slice of humanity that in a series like this, a computer game, I was not expecting. And I think a lot of people who, like me, who hadn't played that game, seen our kids do it maybe, but I just was blown away. And I think they're going to give Succession a bunch of other things, and I think it could go to that episode. I'm not quite sure if it's Murray or Nick, but I think Murray is even more heartbreaking.
I would cry. I love that episode so deeply. So it would, oh, I'd probably be jumping up and down to see either of them win. Honestly, they could split that award and hand it to both
Yeah,
of them.
just
I
give
would
it to
love that.
both. A tie would be fine.
The strawberry scene.
Oh.
That's all that we need right there. I'm already, honestly, for this category and for most categories of the drama, I'm very nervous if we're going to do clips because I do not need to be reminded of any of that,
No.
especially episode three of The Last of Us. We could
No.
keep that away from me. Thank you.
All right, more Succession and Last of Us coming up in guest actress in drama series. I am a bus for Succession, Cherry Jones, Succession, Melanie Lynskey, The Last of Us, Storm Reid, The Last of Us, Anna Torv, The Last of Us, and Harriet Walter, Succession.
I'm actually going to switch it up and go to The Last of Us for this one, and I am going to say Melanie Lynskey.
Love her.
I do think we should award, once again, this is another category where we just awarded every person in it. That would be totally fine because they all showed up with some extraordinary work. So it's really, I find it really thrilling to even predict wins in categories that are stacked like this one.
I'm going to go the opposite direction from you again. I'm going Harriet Walter for Succession. I just
So
think
good.
that so memorable, such an evil villain. I mean, in one sense, one could say that she changed the trajectory of the arc of the children more than anyone else in the series. And she's so memorable that that's what I'm going with. Although Melanie Lynskey, for all her work in several series this season, that season we're speaking of would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm really only going with her because it's, I mean, it's just Melanie Lynskey. And I think, I don't know. I feel like at some point they're gonna have to be like, how do we make these decisions? And they're gonna be like, it's Melanie Lynskey.
All right, guest actress in comedy series. Becky Ann Baker for Ted Lasso, Quinta Brunson, Saturday Night Live, Taraji P. Henson, Abbott Elementary, Judith Light, Poker Face, Sarah Niles, Ted Lasso, and Harriet Walter again for Ted Lasso. Another interesting mother portrayal.
Right. Harriet Walter is showing up in everything and being the most interesting mother she can be. I'm gonna go with Taraji P. Henson on this one. I think it would be kind of interesting to give her an Emmy for this. It's so interesting to me that she really never got one for Empire. I thought we were gonna do that. So but I think that she was so good on Abbott, and I think once again with especially if they end up awarding Quinta, the relationship the two had on the show, I just think that that might once again be something kind of like I mentioned with James Cromwell and Kieran Culkin in the same episode, if they're really watching and looking for
They're
that
in
kind of performance.
conversation
And
with each other, those,
yeah. So if they're watching for one and they're watching these episodes, and they will see that Taraji P. Henson's performance is, I mean, as always, she turns in incredibly tender work while being funny. And I think that's so special. So I'd honestly love to see her with them.
Here, I'm sold. I think so too. So, guest actor in comedy series, Jon Bernthal, The Bear. Luke Kirby, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Nathan Lane, Only Murders in the Building, Pedro Pascal, Saturday Night Live, Oliver Platt, The Bear, and Sam Richardson, Ted Lasso. Now, this is what I want to ask you about, because here I'm thinking, on the basis of the absolutely incredible episode Fishes, I would be thinking of Jon Bernthal for the fork, don't throw the fork, that whole episode. I mean, he's so amazing there. That's not the season we're judging on, correct?
We're talking about that season one episode where we meet him for the first time. So it is very interesting because voters know that, but that doesn't mean they care about that. You know, so that's very interesting because, I mean, Fishes is an episode that I think, when it comes to quality of writing, performance, and direction, we will be talking about for a good few years. It was, I mean, incredible. Just, I truly cannot get over that episode. So I do, th I honestly already thought it was Bernthal. I think his presence, the way he just, he has a presence on The Bear. And I think it's really been, he's been on a come up these past few years anyway. But the way he is on The Bear, I can just see a win for him, not only for what he did on season one, but I do think what he did in season two will have a little bit of a mark in voters' brains.
He's just really great in everything. Just saw him in Origin, where he plays a completely different part in the movie, that movie, and he's incredible in that too. So it'd be fun to have a win by him.
Yeah, definitely. I haven't seen Origin yet, but I mean, I love him. He's so good.
All right, more actors. We have him coming to the supporting here. Supporting actor in drama series: F. Murray Abraham, The White Lotus; Nicholas Braun, Succession; Michael Imperioli, The White Lotus; Theo James, The White Lotus; Matthew McFadyen, Succession; Alan Ruck, Succession; Will Sharpe, The White Lotus; and Alexander Skarsgård, Succession. Again, only two shows here: White Lotus and Succession.
HBO PR awards team, I would like to congratulate you again because
HBO's like the mafia.
I know that they had the best morning of the year last
Oh
year
my
when these
God.
nominations came out. I think this is Matthew McFadyen's to
Yes,
lose.
I think so too.
I don't see a world where he loses this award, honestly. He's been turning in excellent work for seasons of Succession, and I think it's going to culminate in a final here is this, because not only was, I mean, every episode of season four he was great, and every episode leading up to season four he's been incredible. So I think this is really his to lose, and I really, as great as the other seven men are, I really don't know who would even be a close second to him, honestly.
Just on the phone when he's calling about Logan being, dying on the airplane, we have the fight scene you were mentioning before, where he's absolutely incredible. And of course, the last shot of them in the car grabbing each other's hands in a more Shakespearean moment of the show ever. He became the end of that show somehow, and there's no contest there. I'd be really surprised.
In a world infatuated with comic fandom, comes a show to help us remember the talents that have inspired us.
Whoa, 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 Kat.
Well, come on, it wasn't
come
that
on.
Bad.
It's a bit dramatic. Let's just tell them about the show, guys.
We are the Canned Air Podcast.
Join us weekly for a comedic trip through pop culture.
We also welcome some cool comic creators, as well as some of the voice and screen actors that helped shape your childhood.
Find us on CannedAirPodcast.com and on the Evergreen Podcast Network.
Thanks.
All right, supporting actress in drama series: Jennifer Coolidge, The White Lotus; Elizabeth Debicki, The Crown; Megan Fay, The White Lotus; Sabrina Impacciatore, The White Lotus; Audrey Plaza, The White Lotus; Rhea Seehorn, Better Call Saul; J. Smith Cameron, Succession; and Simona Tabasco, The White Lotus.
Once again, I think this one's called, and I think it's Jennifer Coolidge's to lose. I at one point thought that maybe Rhea Seehorn and Elizabeth Debicki might be like right behind her. And maybe they are, but I think that that performance, Jennifer Coolidge's performance, was so culturally impactful. I mean, I'm not sure about you. I've been seeing on Twitter people talking about their favorite 2023 performances, and they're still listing Jennifer Coolidge for a season that came out in 2022. So I guess it was so impactful, people don't even realize it didn't even come out last year. But
and the speeches, we want her speech. I mean,
of
the impact that
course,
her speeches made.
We have to get her on that stage to hear her for 2 minutes at least discuss her love for Mike White and kind of just talk about things.
And
I have
whatever
been thinking
happened on the way to the show.
Right. And I've been thinking all year about that clip where she told those interviewers that she wants to play a dolphin. And then kind of just stop. That is something I cannot stop thinking about. And I think that if we could give her another Emmy, maybe she'd get that chance.
Yes, yes. Okay, good. We want that for her.
I want everything for her.
Debicki was an amazing Diana. I think she probably was the most impactful of them, but I agree about Coolidge. And J. Smith Cameron, I think personally would be really, really fun. I think she's amazing, but I think she was
So
less
amazing.
impactful in this season than she's been in seasons before. So if you
Yeah. I think that would be the only thing working against like Smith Cameron in this one. Because like you said, she's been incredible, but this season, it's not that her role was dialed down, but because of the nature of the season and Logan's death and the kids' ascension towards everything, she just had to take a little bit of a back burner. So I don't know. I wish we could give her something, though, because she has been incredible on that show.
All right. Supporting actor in comedy series. Anthony Carrigan, Barry, Phil Dunster, Ted Lasso, Brett Goldstein, Ted Lasso, James Marsden, Jury Duty, Evan Moss Bachrach, The Bear, Tyler James Williams, Abbott Elementary, Henry Winkler, Barry.
This one is a little harder for me. I have three in mind, and it's James Marsden, Evan Moss Bachrach, and Tyler James Williams that I think are really neck and neck. I'm going to just kind of go with one. I'm going to say James Marsden. I think that Jury Duty, I was actually talking to Eric Anderson, our editor-in-chief at Awards Watch, not long ago about this. James Marsden is just so funny on that show. And he's James Marsden. It's someone that we all recognize, everyone really loves. And he, on this show, has really been given the opportunity to play this bigger version, this more ridiculous, hyperbolic version of himself. And I think he really just excelled at it.
And to do that, because that could have gone either way. I mean, it's a risk to do something like that on a show that could have been a disaster. No, I agree.
Because even with how they treated Ronald and everything on the show and how that went, it still could have appeared silly to audiences, and it didn't. It was funny. It worked. I actually, when I was talking to Eric, I told him, and I truly believe this, I wish we could give Jury Duty and like a specific special ensemble award, because I think all of those actors, to do what they did, to not break in front of this man and just really make that entire experiment work, I think was incredible. So I think that for me, not only his performance, I think that the Television Academy will recognize that as their entire body and give it to him. It's kind of like we see what you all did, and this is exemplary of that.
Jury Duty showed up on everyone's top 10 lists. I think this is going to be a way for it, as you're saying, to give the whole show an award. I'm thinking, again, we have the issue here with Evan Moss Bachrach in The Bear, who did one of the best episodes as well in Forks in this season of The Bear, which we're not looking at, but that could linger. He's so amazing. He's, for me, the best character in The Bear. So if people are in that mode. And then I think Anthony Carrigan really made an impact that last season of Barry in some very impactful episodes that went in every direction. But he's a little bit of a runner-up for me.
Still crying over that final shot of Noho Hank's hand in the statue of Cristobal's hand.
I mean,
that was so unnecessary. Thank you, Bill Hader.
So much crying this year for
in comedies. That's what kills me, is we're talking about comedy series, and I did so much crying because that episode of The Bear of Forks. And I'm sure we will get to it next year in like 8 months, because if we're going off that second season, Moss Bachrach deserves that Emmy, and he solidified that the moment that episode aired. So I will be interested to see who wins this. Right. And I think we should all wear suits now in preparation of his Emmy win.
All right. Outstanding supporting actress in comedy. Alex Borstein, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Ayue Debri, The Bear, Janelle James, Abbott Elementary, Cheryl Lee Ralph, Abbott Elementary, Juno Temple, Ted Lasso, Hannah Waddingham, Ted Lasso, and Jessica Williams in Shrinking.
I think that I'm very interested to see how this is going to pan out. Obviously, Cheryl Lee Ralph has won before for Abbott Elementary, so they're already watching her and Janelle James, who is truly hilarious on that show.
Oh my God, she's just
she star. Is so funny. I don't think that there's any scene she has been in these two seasons that I have not laughed at. She is so funny to me. But I think it might be Ayue Debri. And I say that as not just a prediction, but as a want, a need, and a true hope. I think that what she does as Sydney on The Bear is very understated and very gentle. And as funny as the other performances are in this category, I think that what she gets as Sydney is our laughs and a lot of heartfelt connections. And I think that's so just wonderful. And I kind of hope that she wins, and I kind of think she can go away too, especially if they're already looking to give this show so much love that I think they might do.
I'm going with Ayue Debri as well. I think she's amazing. She's the glue that holds the chaos together on that show, as you're saying. And she's also such a versatile actor. I mean, just to go from Bottoms to this year, I mean,
I am tuned in for anything she does. She's already one of those people. She's a performer for me that if she's attached to something, I'm seated. I'm interested to see what she's going to do.
All right. Supporting actor in limited series or movie. Murray Bartlett, welcome to Chippendales. Paul Walter Hauser for Blackbird. Richard Jenkins for Dahmer. Joseph Lee for Beef. Ray Liotta, Blackbird. Young Mazzino for Beef. Jesse Plemons for Love and Death.
This is going back to what we were kind of saying a while ago about how weird the limited series categories can be, just of the performances and their natures. So this one's all over the place. This is one of the categories I'm not sure about, but I kind of keep wanting to go back to Beef. If it ends up being the biggest one in limited series, because now, you know, the White Lotus is out. So I think that Beef might really take the mantle this year. So I'm thinking it's going to be between Joseph Lee and Young Mazzino. And I think it's one of those things, kind of how we mentioned, of the mood of the voter in the moment, kind of depending on what did you prefer and what are you thinking about the exact moment you're voting. But for me, I guess I will say like a dark horse would be Paul Walter Hauser for Blackbird, only because people did talk about that performance a lot when it happened, but it makes me less confident because it did come out 18 months ago.
And Ray Liotta, Postmortem.
I wonder, I don't know, only because that wasn't in that show. He didn't have this really showy performance or anything. It was pretty understated, which honestly, he's very typical of Ray Liotta. He's great in it. I don't think he's going to get any kind of thing with it, to be honest, only because of that. And really, other than a little bit here and there, Blackbird wasn't talked about enough to kind of garner that posthumous award buzz, I think. So I would be very surprised if Liotta won for this.
I think this is the one that I'm mostly, I don't know, Joseph Lee maybe. That's what I'm going with, but I'm absolutely not sure. Richard Jenkins, I mean, they love him and he has a powerful thing in Dahmer, if you like Dahmer, but also seems like it's so old at this point. I think Beef is the one I'm going with that, but I'm definitely not sure on this one. Supporting actress in the same limited series and movie, Annalee Ashford, Welcome to Chippendales. Maria Bello for Beef. Claire Danes, Fleischman is in Trouble. Juliette Lewis, Welcome to Chippendales. Camila Maroney, Daisy Jones and the Six. Niecy Nash-Betts for Dahmer, and Merritt Weaver for Tiny Beautiful Things. Another one I have I really don't know.
This one is for me a little bit easier. I'm holding down on Niecy Nash-Betts on this one.
Yeah.
I do think they're going to give her this one. And maybe it's because the category is kind of weird that I'm a little more confident in it, honestly, because it's so strange and there's no real front runner and there's no real passion or buzz behind any of these ladies. No offense to any of them, but supporting actress in limited or anthology series is not really ever a category where you're seeing these massive fights for the win, unless like, you know, Big Little Lies comes out, something like that. So I think that it's kind of hers for the taking at this point. And I love that. I think she's incredible. And I would love to give her something.
And she was so human and empathetic. I mean, that show really needed her performance. So yeah, I'm sure you're right. All right, getting into the series here now, the big ones. Let's start with where we were then. Outstanding limited or anthology series. We have Beef, Dahmer, Daisy Jones and the Six, Fleischman is in Trouble, and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
This for me is Beef. Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be weird if something else won this category?
The originality, the acting, yeah.
Yeah, it's really been a great year. And I say this every year about limited series, and I'll tell anyone, limited series is some of my favorite TV to watch. I love tuning in for 4 to 10 hours of just one story and then being done. Nothing was talked about like Beef was. It would be so shocking to me. Daisy Jones made quite an impact, but just not the same way. Beef was everywhere and didn't stop being everywhere for months when it first came out. And that was really I think that made an even bigger impact because it came out, I think, like April 6th of last year. And that was right before the strikes began. And I think it was one of our last big things that happened before that. And I think because of that, it really stuck with people. Because I remember they were on the cover of Variety and everything else. So I think that that's something that not only stuck with them, but the power of the performances, I think, are really going to boost that towards the win as well.
I'm with you here. Outstanding comedy, Abbott Elementary, Barry, The Bear, Jury Duty, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, and Wednesday.
This one's The Bear for me.
Yep.
Yep.
Me too. I feel very confident about that.
Yeah.
How can you not? Also, just such an original series that, especially, I mean, the first, we're talking about the first season came out of nowhere and just punched everyone in the head.
Yeah, to say the least. I really thought I was going to have a fun time watching a cooking show, and that's not remotely what I got, but I love it.
All right, drama, Andor, Better Call Saul, The Crown, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, Succession, The White Lotus, Yellow Jackets. I mean, there's nothing else.
I appreciate the other seven shows showing up, but this is Succession's award. Yeah, thank you for being here. It's very kind of you to be here, but this is Succession's award. If they win literally nothing else, which is not what's going to happen, they are going to win this award.
I mean, they really deserve it. What a run. A series. I mean, it's going to go down in history with the other big prestige TV series. So for me, it's no contest.
I agree with that. I think that HBO has another one of their massive hits on their hands where, like you just said, it's going to go down in this WGA list, these DGA lists of best of all time. In the next decade, when those lists are coming out again, we will see Succession all over it. So this is kind of a no-brainer. It's the perfect end cap to a great series.
In terms of writing and directing, we don't have to run through them like this, but do you think that you'll see a lot of Succession and Last of Us and things? What do you think?
I think that especially in drama, or at least in drama, not especially, Succession won't be competing in other genres, but in drama, Succession will be running through it. It's a show, I know we've harped a lot on this episode, but it's incredible. The writing has never, ever faltered. The direction has been so precise from the moment that show began, and it has only evolved into a more mature version of itself as time has gone on. And it's really developed. I mean, these last episodes we got, it was being TV editor of Awards Watch. I watch a lot of TV, obviously, but watching this show every single week, appointment television, getting on Twitter to see everyone talking about it, seeing like power rankings and everything. You cannot beat that kind of cultural phenomenon, that kind of water cooler TV. And I think that voters are going to really respond to that in pretty much every category they can. And I mean, especially with the writing, Succession has given us some of the best, most memed lines of the entire last 5 years. Like I walk around my apartment screaming that I'm the eldest boy. No one cares. It has nothing to do with anything, but I'm still going to say it. And of course, I think my favorite TV line of last year, I can't remember the exact line, but them telling her saying that they needed to get Carrie a taxi to go back to her little apartment.
And also the whole line about the girlfriend's very big bag.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my gosh. Like, it's one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. I think that alone deserves the best drama award. Writing, Matthew McFadden should get the award for the delivery of that line. How do you beat it?
In terms of comedy, that beef we've talked so much about, that we think that that's sort of front of people's minds, really, that that's going to be directing writing too, or is it Abbott Elementary?
So I guess in comedy, I think it'll be interesting to see, because we have like The Bear, we have Abbott going against each other. It's so interesting in comedy because comedy series really, I guess, means 30-minute episodes. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's funny. So to see things like The Bear and Abbott Elementary going against each other, it definitely makes you hone in on the quality of exactly what you're seeing. And I think that's really interesting. So with The Bear, there are those moments of more emotional catharsis that I do believe could be construed as the hilarity of comedy, mm-hmm. whereas Abbott gives you that dose for dose, laugh out loud moment every few seconds. So I think that's really interesting. I think this year, the Bear is going to end up giving a little bit more to us, though, in those categories. I think, like I said about acting, I think that they're going to give Quinta the acting award this year. And I think that they're going to kind of shift towards the Bear when it comes to writing.
There's some other categories we didn't run through, variety and reality and talk show. Is there anything you think is surprising there that you'd like to talk about?
Well, you know, with reality, I'm assuming that Drag Race will end up prevailing. But Survivor has had this real big resurgence recently that I'm thrilled about. So I think it's Drag Race versus Survivor in reality. I think that's exciting because we don't see too much, no pun intended, competition with reality competition. So I think that'll be interesting. I would love to see Survivor kind of pull that out. Drag Race wins all the time, so that's fine. But I think that maybe that would bump up Survivor a little bit. I will say, I don't usually talk too much about it, but when it comes to unstructured reality program, I would love to see Selling Sunset win because that show is truly ridiculous.
And the talk show, it's the same five over.
I was about to say, always
God.
The same men. It's, I wish that with talk show, we would just like, not throw it out, but maybe for a year or two, just forget about it and come back with fresh eyes, only because like you just said, it's the same five every single year. There's really no point in even having quote unquote nominations. We should just know that those five are going to be there and then we'll pick a winner.
Yeah. Just get one.
But I really hope that I would like to see a Black Lady sketch show pull out variety, scripted variety series. I think that would be just fabulous.
I think so too, but it feels like John Oliver wins every time.
It does, and at this point, I do not dislike John Oliver.
Me neither. He's super smart.
But I'm exhausted. I love John Oliver, but I'm tired.
What would be sort of the big surprise for the evening? Is there something that would shock you?
I would say I'm expecting that Succession is going to win most of drama, and I don't think we have to deal with too much surprise in that, to be honest. I would say that the surprise for me would be things like in comedy, looking around. So kind of what we talked about the lead actor, I think that we could be in for a surprise if Jeremy Allen White doesn't win, because we do have Jason Sudeikis in the category. We do have Bill Hader in there. So I think we could be looking, if a surprise is to happen, I think that might be the category to look out for, only because there's so many people in it that are real. I mean, they're heavy hitters in that category. It's not just Jeremy Allen White competing with himself. And then even off a great third season, of Only Murders, though he was nominated for the second, Martin Short being in there, I think that's always going to be heavy competition as well.
And in terms of the telecast, and that it's in January, sort of smack in the middle of, as you were saying, Golden Globes and everything that's going on in the film award season, do you think it'll have better viewership?
You know, I'm actually really excited to see how that pans out.
Or is it better to be on there lonesome in September?
I'm really excited to see, because I hope that even if they do really well, I hope they don't switch it for some reason. I hope we don't ever do this again. This is extremely stressful. I'm used to being on my own little island in television, and I don't have to worry about the entire film award season. That is not the case this year. We are all in it together. But it's been pretty fun. I would like it to keep it in September. This has just been the weirdest year, but I'm not sure. I don't really have, I guess, an opinion on what I think it'll pan out on viewership. Only because, like, when it comes to Golden Globes and stuff, I don't know if people really care about those anymore. I think the Oscars are really the big ones. So not being close to the Oscars, I think, like I said, I'm not sure how that's going to affect viewership, but we'll see. But I hope they never do this again. I can't do this.
This was so fun. And thank you so much again for coming on. It's going to be really interesting to see how we did. And I'll definitely call on you in September and we'll do another one with a lot of the same shows, except for Succession. Thank you absolutely. So much.
Of course, I had so much fun. I'm ready to be on whenever you need me.
Tyler, tell everyone where they can find you and read your things and your interviews. You've done amazing interviews this season. All the, lots of the people that we talked about.
Thank you. So you can find me on Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it. I'm still going to call it Twitter, at Tyler M. Doster. You can find most of my work at awardswatch.com, where, as Christina said, I'm TV editor. We did a lot of great interviews this past TV season. I posted a few yesterday. We talked to Mark Mylod for Succession. Someone talked to Riley Keough for Daisy Jones and the Six. We talked to Anthony Carrigan for Barry. We had a lot of great ones. So go to awardswatch.com and you can see all of the TV interviews. And Eric and Ryan and Sophia have been doing amazing film interviews as well. So please check those out while you're at the site.
We will. Thank you so much again and see you soon.
Hello, everyone. My name is Matt Neglia, and I am the host of the Next Best Picture podcast, part of the Film Entertainment Awards website, nextbestpicture.com. On our show, we explore all year long what is possibly going to win Best Picture at the Oscars. We do this by conducting interviews with people within the film industry, holding weekly reviews of the latest theatrical releases, and on our main show, where we dive into various different topics, answer your fan questions, and also do our best to explore Oscar history's past in hopes that it will tell us something new for this upcoming award season race. We hope that you will join us on all the various podcasting networks. We look forward to seeing you over at nextbestpicture.com.